From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Bridget Walsh, the co-founder of Solar Evolution and Business All-Star Leinster Entrepreneur of the Year for 2024. Her leadership has been instrumental in propelling Solar Evolution to the forefront of the renewable energy industry, where it stands as a beacon of sustainability and innovation. Thank you so much for joining me on AIBF Business Talk today, Bridget. Bridget, you've recently been acknowledged as the Business All-Star Leinster Entrepreneur of the Year for 2024. Because here at AIBF, we're seeing how you're championing the adoption of renewable energy and paving a way for a much greener world and cleaner environment through all the work that you're doing and spearheading at Solar Evolution. How, may I ask, would you describe yourselves?
We'd be a company, an engineering company that's kind of working into sustainable area at the moment. We're working towards installing solar PV, which domestic, commercial and utility scale. But we're strongly based in engineering side, and then we're branching out into the renewable energy. I absolutely love solar PV and what it can do for our clients. And when our clients come to us, they're looking for control of their energy costs. And then we start the journey with them, and then we work the whole way through by offering them a turnkey solution from the engineering side, feasibility, all the way through commissioning. So I do believe that's what makes us stand out a little bit above most of the companies.
And what may initially, Bridget, actually drove your interest in this whole area from your own personal background?
Well, I would have actually gone, would have been engineering is my background, but I would have travelled across to the Netherlands at one particular point and saw how they had installed and what they were using solar for. And from there, my passion began. And then it just became bigger and bigger. So I started researching solar PV, learning about solar PV and understanding what it does. So from there, my passion just began, and then I started looking into companies that supply, how can we incorporate their designs into our designs, and then constantly changing and upskilling and learning new designs, which I think is very, very important. It's a very fast moving technology, and you need to stay on board with it. So that's what one of the key factors of what we do.
Yeah, so I suppose one thing is, I suppose maybe from somebody like myself, a potential customer from a residential perspective, you know, when I hear, you know, I feel that there's a lot of, you know, solar energy companies and PV, and you see a lot, you know, as at the St. Patrick's Day parades, and you see a lot of vans and signage, etc. But there's so much more that goes on behind it. And as you mentioned there, there's so many changes. Even maybe since you came into the industry, Bridget, what changes would you have seen, or advancements and developments to where you're at today?
Well, you're working closely with the suppliers, and the one thing you've learned is the suppliers to the market, you're learning all the new technologies. So, example, to getting more efficient, smarter, you're learning to integrate the smart technologies together. So now you put your car charger talking to your solar PV system, your PV system talking to your heat pumps. So this smart technology is across the board. You're looking at safer systems. You're looking at, you know, better quality systems. You're looking for longevity. A product that you're purchasing, you're looking for longevity in it, and you're looking for a good design. So when we say go to a domestic client, the first question I'll ask you is for your ESB bill, nothing else. And then we'll try and figure out how do we work towards achieving to get you off the grid, or trying to get you the best value for your money.
And Bridget, there's a lot of businesses, you know, listening in here today. Some may be working remotely. Some may have, you know, substantial premises such as, you know, manufacturing, etc. What advice would you give, given from your experience of working with companies at different stages and maybe at different levels of adoption in their greener journeys?
There's so much, it's very broad, but I do think that you can start the journey. Sometimes you just need a simple audit, say an energy audit that can be achieved and received from SAI, which is a simple €2,000 audit, which is actually grant aided, so it's free, to achieve that, and then sit down and analyze the data that you take from it. The plan, and it's a journey, so it's a long journey. So my thought process, don't do everything or try and do everything together. Start the journey and then see how it progresses. But dip your toe in the water and get a good feel of what you want to do and how you want to expand. Say for some of our clients, we would work on them phase 1, 2, and 3. So it wouldn't necessarily mean that you put all the solar on one go. You might put phase this year, next year, and the year after. In other words, when they have money and they've seen the savings and they've actually proven and measured and verified the product. And a lot of that then gives reassurance to the client, and then the journey moves on. but it's an ongoing journey with most of our clients. We stay with our first client we've installed. We're still helping him with new smart meter technology. We're trying to help him to understand all the new energy pricing points, and it's a whole minefield. So what you're doing is our team in here are constantly learning and upskilling. So from that, then we can encompass and give all that information back to our clients. And that's huge to be able to support our clients when they come asking questions. So for example, we have a simple thing like the battery at the moment. There's a cheap rate of electricity between 2 and 4. So we set the battery up to charge between 2 and 4. So the client now is getting the battery full for 40 cent, which if you say that out loud, it sounds, you know, amazing. But for saving point of view, it's an amazing savings.
Absolutely. Well, especially when you hear things like the price of petrol and diesel skyrocketing, you know, and going up, God only knows. And we've all experienced the utilities and the surge, you know, in energy and our electricity bills over the last number of years. I was absolutely fascinated when I read about a recent case study that you did with regard to a very, very old building, historical building, which is a landmark in Dublin. If you maybe just share with us a little bit about that, this passion project, because I was blown away by it when you shared it with me, Bridget.
Oh, we work with the Abbey Theatre. It's just absolutely, even to walk up the stairs, it's like going back in time. It's just an amazing building. And then it's so iconic. But to come out on the street and then see a modern building, but then go inside and just be part of this fabulous history, and then to see technology integrated into an old building, and the passion that the team have, the facility team inside, is just amazing. They were completely on board. Anything that we could do to get everything right, they made sure that everything was lifted. Crane lifts were 4 o'clock in the morning, street stopping through traffic. It was just a whole challenge, but it was the most amazing challenge. Now, this building has been nominated for one of the renewal projects of the year, but also the fact that we're looking at biodiversity on the roof. We're helping to look at new concepts and ideas. We don't just walk away from the clients. So it's all the journey begins, but the engagement then starts. So then they come back and say, listen, Bridget, would you have anything, any ideas, new concepts, new ideas? Would you have anything that you would suggest to us? And what I love about most of our clients, they love suggestions. So say, for example, they have their own ideas, but then we sit down and do feasibility studies and suggestions and work together. So there's also a simple thing like putting in little energy monitors, like CTs. So now the whole power inside the building is now being monitored, all that kind of concept and journey. So it's fantastic to see what it can be done.
And where would the journey have started with them? So would it have been saying, hang on here, we've got really high electricity bills, big massive heating bills. How can we reduce this cost but be more energy efficient at the same time?
Well, what I like about the guys up there in the Abbey Theatre and many other businesses as well, they're also looking at the planet and the sustainability, but as well as controlling costs. That's part of it, but it's not the be all and end all either. And they're also looking at how can we then do something different? How can we be leaders in what we do? And I love the idea that an old building will take something so unique and technology, and looking at the smart technology and then integrating it into an old historical building is just amazing. So they would have looked at their sustainable journey, what the client sees when they come in the building. You know, are they seeing that they're trying to be sustainable? What can we do? And there is things that you can't do, and there is things that you can do. So you can integrate and really sit down and analyse the data. But a feasibility study really helps the client to take that first step and reassures them then that you know that you're going to give them the value for money.
Fantastic. And I think one thing sometimes, you know, when you hear of such an old, iconic, listed building in the middle of a city, being able to adapt and embrace sustainability and a greener energy and the future in such a way, I think there's no excuse for the rest of us, you know, when you put it like that. Bridget, I'd love to come back to yourself and to your own entrepreneurial journey, because one thing that we've heard, we've listened to, you know, when we look at your various projects, is how you deliver, over deliver, under promise and over deliver for your clients time and time again. And as you said, when you go in at phase one of a project, well, you're opening the door for phase two, phase three, you know, and into the future. What is your key ingredient?
I think it's the customer centricity and also the trust. You're building a trust with the customer. You do get a relationship with the customer over a period of time. And the one thing, it's a huge expense. It's a huge trust issue. And when you come to me or come to our company, the one thing we do, we start the journey. We start with a feasibility. It's very transparent. And we, as you said, we don't promise, over promise. And it's nothing as bad as someone over promising something. So you're sitting down, analysing the data and explaining where everything's coming from. So from there, the journey begins. And I think over a period of time, you reassure the client and you measure and verify. And you're not afraid to Like we have, I have my phone number on every single inverter. Everyone says it to me all the time. Why have you got your personal phone number on it? If anything you want to ask me a question, ring me. I have no problem. And I know every single project inside and out. I just love them. So the difference is that we kind of, it's all about the customer to get exactly what they want and what they need. And it's not to oversell them something. If they don't need it, don't sell it to them. They don't need it. So what you're trying to do is sit down, analyze data. And I always say numbers don't lie. And if the numbers don't lie, that's factual. And the one thing you can't tailor is numbers. So it's a motto or mantra I've been working with for years. And I think it's a great mantra, especially as an engineer, numbers don't lie.
Exactly. Bridget, we're coming off the back maybe a couple of weeks ago of International Women's Day. And I think it's fair to say that you're certainly a female leader in your field, which would be very male dominated. How have you seen this in your journey as an entrepreneur?
As I suppose as an engineer, I've always found the working with, I suppose it would be 99% men, male, I find it a very positive journey. I find there's no issues on site. And I think people respect, I'm a chartered engineer. So I think when you walk on site and you're a chartered engineer, people know you've earned your stripes. You're never given a chartership without earning it. And it's a hard slog to get it. So I think when you do come on site and you have the chartership name behind you and you have this, the labels and whatever, I think it really stands to a person. Like I would have huge respect for people when they come on with all their credentials and professionalism and whatever. Mm. And we do offer that. And I find that when I work with, obviously it's male dominated, but at the same time, hugely respectful of both sides. Both parties respect each other on a high level. And it's never, to be honest, it's never a thought. It's never an issue. We don't think about it. And it's never even a discussion. So I do find it's more and more positive to be around. Like I find it a very positive area to be in. I know people often ask me that, is there any sexism? I don't ever get it. I don't know why, but I've never had it.
Well, I think as you said there, Bridget, it's probably more of a USP than anything else. But as well as that, you know, you've earned your stripes and you're deserving to be where you are. And I think that's a very important lesson for anybody listening in, you know, today that might be, you know, I don't mean feeling inferior, but might be in a position that they feel is maybe very much more so dominated by the other sex. You know, it's great to know that, hang on here, I've earned my place, I've got my stripes, I've got my honours. But very importantly, as you said there, the customer centricity is at the fore of everything you do. Bridget, it's been an absolute fascinating journey working alongside yourself and seeing your growth and that of a solar evolution. What does it mean for you to be duly acknowledged by the All-Ireland Business Foundation as Kilkenny Entrepreneur of the Year, but now as the Business All-Star Leinster Entrepreneur of the Year for 2024?
I can just honestly say I was speechless when I heard it first. I think poor Kieran thinks I did. I don't say anything for about 5 minutes, but I get so excited. Considering that I left school very early and I came back to my journey late of life, I'm just hugely proud of where we've started to where we've now to where now. But it's all to do with the people I've met along my way as well. I've met some amazing people that have supported me, looked out for me, and really, said to me, there's something, just go with it and don't be afraid to try something. Like how bad is failure? Do you know what I mean? Sure, all you can do is say no. Do you know what I mean? And having the most amazing husband and kids. And now they don't register me as anything, just mammy. So it's that bringing back down to earth. Sometimes you're kind of on a high, sometimes because you're doing great. And then you have this, where's my lunch? Where's this? Where's that? So you're a mammy sometimes and then you're an entrepreneur sometimes. But I just absolutely love what I do. And I have to say, it's been a great support to all yourselves as well. And even Engineers Ireland and all the kind of different people around you. And I think the biggest thing I would say is surround yourself with positive people. Leave the negativity where it is. There's enough people that will do negativity. And just leave it. If it's not for them, it's not for them. That's fine. But let the negativity park somewhere else.
Absolutely. Bridget Walsh, huge congratulations to you and to all your team at Solar Evolution. It's no wonder that you're going from strength to strength. Your continuous upskilling, your commitment to innovation, renewable energy, the environment, and also the community in which you live in is absolutely admirable. And looking forward to catching up with you maybe in 12 months' time to seeing all the advancements and developments that are planned for the year ahead. Congratulations, Bridget. Well done.
Thanks very much, Elaine. Thank you. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, Never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.